Today's daf is daf Yud and daf Malacha Daled. Kol chazaka she'eni mortana enu chazaka. As I explained already, in order to have a chazaka on a property, meaning, if someone's living in a property for 3 years and we say, oh, it must be his, that's only if he has a ta'ana, meaning, I purchased it. It's given to me as a gift or something like that. If he says, well, I've just been living here and no one's kicked me out, well, that doesn't mean he has a chazaka at all. So, Keitzan, amar lo ma ta'aseh b'toch sheli, what are you doing in my house? He says, shelo amar le davar, no one told me otherwise. Enu chazaka is not a chazaka and the guy's kicked out. If it says the person who's in the so-called squatting in the property says, what are you talking about? Atam achar, you sold it to me. You gave it to me as a gift. Atam matana. Then it's chazaka, because it's a chazaka that has a ta'ana along with it. Okay, and that's what you'd presumably expect. Now, how it says, if ba mishtum yerusha, if someone is in a property, you'll see in the Gemara, meaning he's been there 3 years, and he says, I was yorusha from my father, then in that situation, ein tzrich ta'ana. So just to explain what I mean ta'ana, I'll show you the mouthful. This says, lomar heyach, but he doesn't have to have a explanation of how his father came about it. Din adam baki b'kol shem, because no one knows what these parents' affairs necessarily are. Heyach ba liado. However, mi uraya be'einim tzrich lahavi, she'ra'u et aviv huchzak bo b'yom echad. You'll see, that's what the Gemara says. We'll get into that in a minute. But he has to bring some sort of proof that the father was there at least at one point in time. Okay? So in other words, when you have a chazaka, you have to have some sort of tana along with it, saying, I bought it or something like that. When it comes, if someone's yorish their father's property and he has proof that the father at least was on it in that property for a day at least, or some short period of time, at least that, then he doesn't have to come with a tana that my father bought as a gift. As long as he's got, as later on, as long as the Gemara says now, that he has a vitzarich chazaka, as the Gemara says now. He has to have a chazaka. So the Yoresh, as long as he's I got it from my father, I have no idea how he got it, but I got it from my father, been here for 3 years, that would be sufficient. That's a different situation. So that's why it says, kol chazaka motana, vitzarich chazaka by the Yoresh. Now the Gemara says, taman, meaning there in Masechta Ketubot, this is in the second parak, the second Mishnah, it says, taman tine moder b'yoshur b'shur says, ba'omer lechavero sadezu. I'll just explain a bit more detail. The whole mission is included here in my edition. It says, Sarazu Shalavicha, this field was your father's, Hayita Valakach, then I purchased it from him. Shune Eman, his belief, Shah Pesha Asa hu Pesha Hitir, because the person didn't know it was his father's. Meaning, in other words, if he says, this land I'm in, it was your father, I purchased it from him, had he not said anything, the person would know it belonged to the father. So Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir, that which, if you like, if you're going to believe him that the land doesn't belong to him, you have to believe the whole picture, Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir. Now, why is that important? That is because, V'im Yesh Eidim, however, there are witnesses, Shehayash Shel Aviv, that it was the other person's father's, then you don't have that Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir thing. V'hu Omer Lakachtiya Amena, and he said, I purchased it from Eino Neman, it wouldn't be believed. Okay? Now, the Gemara there talks about what exactly Rabbi Yeshua was modeh in this case, because it was chulak in a case where in the case, I'm not remember this, maybe we shouldn't go too much of a tangent on this, but Mishir Stanin, the whole, if the husband finds out that his wife is not a betula, and he claims that, it was prior to Yerusin or after Yerusin, and she claims, no, it was after I was raped, and this b'chasadecha, it's all bad luck. Now, despite the fact she might have a migo, a better clay, in that situation, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we still don't believe. There's no migo, there's no bigger, better claim. Nonetheless, here, in the case of Peshitir, agrees. Okay, that was there. Now, the Marfulda adds a little bit more. He adds the beginning of the Gemara after that. It says, Moder Rabbi Yeshua says, Hatam einu ne'eman belo ach lashnei chazaka. So, back to this case, where a person says, this is your father's place. And I purchased it from him. If it was your father's property, and I purchased it from him. Then that's the case. In that case, we say he's believed. That is who ain't on my elevation. Who ain't on a man? What's who ain't on a man? If other people come along and say, "Oh, sorry, they're witnesses already that it was the father's," then that's b'shelo achlash nechazaka. That's when the person now in it, the property, had not yet had the shnei chazaka. Aval achlash nechazaka. If he was there for a long period of time, then he's ne'eman. However, that's b'shalom metavi metucha. That's provided that the father didn't die when he was still occupying it. Aval metavi metucha, afilu achna shei chazaka, even if this person was in it for shnei chazaka, he's still not believed. Okay, so let's just try and piece it together here. We're trying to say the case of the Mishnah was back there. Again, it was, he says, this is your property and your father's property, and I purchased from him. Now it seems to be here that, and obviously, if there are Edim, then it doesn't work. Now, the Gemara says that that's only if he's been there, Shnei Chazakah, this other person, and if he hasn't been Shnei Chazakah, and still, that's only if, as he said, Metocha. If the Viv met Metocha, meaning the person's father died, in other words, you've got Edim, if you like the person's father died while he's still in his possession, while you're still in it, exactly how that works, then we ain't no Ne'eman anymore. Meaning, say I purchased it from him. Okay? That's so how that's the marvelous people filling in the gaps from the beginning of the Gemara before we get to the case here. The Gemara continues. Kahada Reuven. So Reuven was in a field 3 years, assuming it was his. So Shimon comes and contests it and brings witnesses that met Aviv Metocha, that it was his father's, effectively. They go, O Mafkin Lam Reuven V'Yavin Shimon. As a result, it was removed from the possession of Reuven and given to Shimon. But what happened? So you take out the word Ella, that's what the Mark folder says. Halach Reuven, and Reuven came along then after the Adim Shalom met Aviv Metocha, that Shimon's father didn't. It wasn't in Shimon's father's possession when he died. Rather, what? Importantly, I'll explain the farmer fold in a minute, that it was his Reuven's own father's possession. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Rachman's Bar Yitzchak says, Ana afik deim Reuven, ana mechazarna li. So initially, Reuven was the muchzak, the person who had possession of the property. So what the Gemara is saying is, we took it from his possession. So now that you've got a, if you like, a tray neged tray, now you've got two conflicting sets of witnesses, we can simply return it to Reuven. So to show the marafol, this is Klomar HaBeitin notzim Reuven al yedei Edim. So initially, the Beitin took it out of position of Reuven through the Edim that the Shimon brought. V'hashda, now that Reuven brought Edim shemet aviv metocha, that his own father died when it was in possession, he was Yorisha through that way. So it's through the claim of a Yorish, if you like. And it was in his father's possession, and it's based, in other words, he's saying it's mine based on the fact that I was Yorisha from my father, which is the case in the Mishnah. Mukmina, never got tree by the tree, you got two against Drew, two, and then Machzina said it'll go back to Reuven who had in his possession initially. Reuven, you got two against two, and it was initially in Reuven to give back to Reuven. However, the Gemara says that Rav Amar, initially when you took it out of the possession of Reuven again to Shimon, you gave it to him, you gave it through rule of Beitin, Natata. So therefore, now, from this point onwards, meaning if you like, when you initially took it from Reuven and gave it to Shimon through the witnesses that Shimon brought, well, you changed the chazak, and that's a possession of Shimon. Now that, so if now Reuven wants it back, Hamatzimachav. So just again, showing the Marav folder. He says, "Kinatata l'Shimon al pi beit din atata." You gave it to him. Klomar bedin atata. You get it right. It was what you did was correct. But Tosma at that time, adain, because Reuven hadn't bring the witnesses to say it was his imken. Now Shimon's a muhsa. The hashda she'edim. Now you got witnesses conflicting. You can't take it away from Shimon because motzi mechavar ala. Again, and umushum hachi maiti asug yahacha dacha nami shach kol zeh. You'll see how this all applies soon. Now the Gemara says, "Umi modia." Meaning, the way my father says, who's going to mean Shaya Muhsak Biyasha? Who's going to actually be able to testify or prove, if you like, that the father was Muhsak at the time of the Mita? Dilma, the Marfulda says, Dilma, Shaychat Kilkodim Mita, maybe moments, an hour before he died, he gave it as a gift or sold it to Shimon, the person who's contesting. The Ein Yoresh Zeh Shum Raya, and he's got no proof. The Ein Anan Raya Be'inan. And we need a proof. So it's actually interesting because the gears we have in front of us is Rabbi Shimon Edim Shemet Aviv Metocha, that it sounds like his own father, but here is the way that Marav Fuller seems to be explaining it, is that Shimon is claiming that he purchased it. It's mine. Okay? In any event, Gemara says, Amar Abba, Rabba says, Edim Mita Modiyin. The Edim that were, if you like, that were there standing shot Mita, Vera Ushamen, and saw that he was like in his possession, Velo Machen sold it and didn't give it to anybody. So the Gemara now says, well, really? So Amar Hagabatzro She'ena Em Yodim. In other words, the way Rav Fuller explains that is Orcha de Milter Kenhud. It's generally, you're not going to have that. De Mi Yasmin Eidim Beshat Mita Kadeshia Du Hamet Betocha. In other words, how are we going to ever have a, like, this is not realistic to say that you're going to have witnesses come dafka at the time of mita say it was by it. So therefore, Amar Rav Yossi says, the field is always in the chazaka of the owner, person who's in it, meaning the, let's say, Reuven. Now, this is really important to Ramfolder here. He says, meaning, since he's the Mishim Machzik Ba Min Reuven, the Gam Hamarer Ba, and the person who wants to extract it from Miss Shimon, Nechezka Ba Lav, it's on him to prove. Ulafize, Avshe Ein Yoresh Mighty Ra'ava, despite the fact the Yoresh, meaning a Reuven in this situation, he's Yoresh. He's not able to share the Shaya Muchzak Ba. He's not able really to say whether his father was certainly Muchzak Mamash at the time of death. Because we said, Mimodia. Kevin Sha'achla, but nonetheless, because he was able in that property for 3 years, below Macha'a, without any objections, Ein Motzina Sedeh Me'ayoresh, you don't take away from him. She'ein Sarich, because what we're learning more over and above in the Mishnah, the conclusion of the Gemara is, he doesn't need a Tana or a Ra'aya. The way we explain it in Taylor means he doesn't, the Yorosh doesn't have to know how it came to his father's possession. But we'll bring a further thing now, that he doesn't have to bring a Raya either. Once he's been Muchzak for 3 years, and he says, I was Yorosh from my father, he doesn't need to bring a Tana or Raya, meaning Tana, how the father came to possession, or Raya, that the father was really Muchzak by the time of his death. That relates to the Bavli. Okay. Well, let's continue. Hashutafim, we've got business partners. The Arisin. And Aris is a sharecropper. That's someone who takes other people's purpose. He's given possession of another person's land to work that land to give the owner a share of it. Babu Tropim, this is an executor of some sort. Why? Because what it means is, so yeah, they've been working on a person's land for many years. So why didn't the Baal, if you like, the owner complain? Not because it belonged to them, it's just because you were my sharecropper. So I didn't kick you out because that's the business arrangement we have. Now, if the Aris says after 2 years, he says, oh, actually, I purchased on him, that's why we'll be having the next 3 years, that's not a good enough claim. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, because again, the owner can say, I didn't kick you out because we've got a long business arrangement. That's why I was happy for you to work in my land. Let's continue. By the way, this is despite the fact, just to appreciate this, Mara Fulda explains that, I'm not going to read inside, but he says, despite the fact in those extra years, Aris took everything, or the business partner took everything. Because sometimes what might happen is they might have an arrangement with an Aris or a business partner that, okay, you can get all the yield for these few years, I'll get the next few years. Like the distributions might not be so uniform. So therefore, despite the fact the person might be enjoying everything for the next number of years, the original owner says, no, this is part of our ongoing business arrangement. That's why I didn't contest him being there. Okay, let's continue. Similarly, for example, the nechasim she brings into the marriage, the nechse malog, he can't say, oh, she sold it to me. And a woman for her wife's property. Not a father's property of his son. Because all the situations, about the fact, the reason why the so-called previous owner didn't contest is because he's quite happy with the other person being involved with the property. Okay, but med ramroim, that's b'machzik. That's when we're talking about a cheskat chazaka sheyeshim atana, like a normal cheskat shalshanim. Aval notem ala v'achim shechalku, this is talking about chazaka category 2, v'machnis v'nechze ager, in other words, an acquisition by way of a chazaka, that's na'al, that even if na'al de gadal paratz kolshu, simply locking the gate, building up the gate, putting a breach in the gate, any type of action that demonstrates ownership, that can affect the acquisition. So again, that's what I meant. The other type of chazaka, which is a kinyan chazaka. So the examples were if brothers divide a property and they want to, the chazaka, we're determining who gets what, or nechse ager, so the hefker property, how you acquire it. Okay, let's continue. Hashutafim varisim, shutaf, shmuel amar, leit kan shutaf. He says in the Mishnah, you don't include a shutaf. Why? Because a shutaf, change the girsa, it says yesh lo chazaka. So the Gemara says, look, Kenamar Shmuel, what are you talking about? Shutaf to your Rebbe and Attak and Oteh Bereshut. So if a Shutaf comes into a field and plants a tree, it's been like planting Bereshut. So just to explain this, is if someone goes into somebody else's field and starts planting trees, the din is Yado Al Tachtona, that the owner of the field will pay the other person either less of the two values, either if the expenses or the improvement in the land. Right? That's if it doesn't, it's not considered to go Bereshut. However, if a shoot, what Shmuel is saying is a shutav goes into a field, and the shared property starts planting trees, then it's considered you're a bereshut, and they would share the profits from that tree. So mashma what? If the shutav can go and do whatever he likes into the field, how can you say that that's and he's operating that way? How can you say yeshlem chazaka? Yeshlem chazaka means that there's certain activities they're not allowed to do, such and because they're, and if they end up doing it and the partner doesn't object, it's clear proof that he purchased it. But here we're saying that a shmul gives another statement: a shutav your red, a shutav can go into a field. If a shutav goes into the field and starts planting trees, it's whatever a shut. He's there's so that what he's doing is something that he's allowed to do. So the fact he's doing that activity is wouldn't be a right that it's he's that he has a chazaka, that wouldn't be a basis of a chazaka. So the question, how does this work? So Gemara now says, now we'll use the Girsa change here of the Marfulda. He says, "Hadatem b'shutaf ki yored b'reshut b'she'eino omed sham." When we say shutaf is considered b'reshut, that's when the other shutaf is not standing by it. Hadatem b'shutaf yeshem chazak. When you say that one business or partner is considered having chazaka, that's b'otar shomed l'sham. So between the Marfulda, he says, "Shekeimat shomed sham." Since the other businessman is standing, if Rashi says, "Oved b'sadeh levado." Then the other person's working on his own, v'ochel, and eating all the parrot on his own and taking all the profits and everything. V'lo michabo, and he didn't object. V'adai machar lo chelko. It's quite clear that he sold him his share. He bought him out. V'ayich de yored v'reshut v'ein lo chazaka. In a situation when one of the shutafim is going and doing activities, and we say does it, the ein lo chazaka, that's when now the business partner isn't omer agava, isn't sitting there watching him act, doing activity. So omer agava ein gomarav. It seems to be that we have to interpret what the context of what the shutav is doing to work out, is this something that the other business partner would normally object to? Meaning if he's standing there and watching, doing all the work and taking all the profits, must mean, and he's not saying anything, must mean that obviously there's a chazaka because he was happy if he doesn't object that he sold a share. But if he's not present, the person's doing activity and he's doing something to plant planting trees, things like that, then that's not grounds for a chazaka. Okay, let's continue. That was the Gersa chained up to yeah. So mal maiti tachtois. So if you're taking a shutaf, does what does Shmuel put in its place? He says umanin. Umanin is like a craftsman normally we say, but like someone who's like a builder or something doing something on the property. Va'gazlanim, the gazlanim, someone who's a thief in an chazaka. So I'll just show you here the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe says so umanav va'gazlanim. Hani u'digaris lehu ba'matnitin de'in la'chazaka. That's what he puts in. He told him to build something or do some repairs. And as you know, sometimes renovations get a bit stalled and it takes a number of years. The whole time he's still engaged in that contract, despite the fact that it schlepped out years, he has no chazaka. And a gazlan? Well, a gazlan never has a chazaka. Even if he says at the end, that the owners came in for a witness and said he sold me the land. Why? Because we think the original owner was scared of the thief. So in other words, so a gazlan never has a chazaka. Okay, those ones he'd replace. Now the Gemara says, Ra'av do etzel uman. Let's say a person saw his eved by an uman. Now why would he give him to an uman, this craftsman? The Marfulda says to like teach him, to train him. Or the kelav would give some of his clothes to a koves, a laundra. Amar lo, he says, ten li avdi, give me my servant back, give me my kelim. Amar lo, Atanatatali, you gave it to me, but Matana, you gave it to me as a gift. Atamachatali, we say, Enlo Chazaka, that's not a Chazaka. Because it came into his possession, understanding is not a Chazaka. However, Atamartali Lamochro, well, Li, there's different curses here, but Atamachatali no Li, Matana then Arez a Chazaka. So the way the Girsa we have in the Babli that the Barfulda quotes, it says, Bafanai Amartalo Lamochri Li. The case is, he explains as follows. The we're talking about where a third party has the eved or a third party has that clothing. The amar b'fanai amartale, and he says, in front of me, you told him, meaning the koves or the uman, to sell it to me. Then we say that's fine. Why? Migud by amalim, because the person who has it in his possession now could have simply said this. The third party says you sold it to me. Therefore, if he says you said in front of me to the koves to sell it to me, he's also therefore believed. Clearly, talking about a case where it's a third party has this in his possession. He said he purchased it from the uman. Before I marta le uman, he told him to sell it to me. Okay, that's the case. It continues in Marfold, we'll stop there. Okay, let's continue. Now, Hari Sin is a sharecropper. Rav Huna says this is Baris Le'olam. This is referring to a very long-term arrangement. Okay, that's when the Aris is a sharecropper that after a few years says, oh, by the way, it's my field and I bought it. We say, no, I'm sorry. You've been a sharecropper for so long. The reason why the original owner didn't object to your presence there is because you've been a sharecropper for the last 10 years. So, aval aris l'sha'a, if it's a temporary contract, if you like that, then yesh lo chazaka. So, because it's a temporary arrangement, and therefore, if the guy's still squatting there, and you think he's squatting, you didn't sell it, you should have objected to him being there. However, Rabbi Yochanan's Rav Shlakish says, Trehun marin afilu ba'aris l'sha'a, even a temporary one, yesh lo chazaka. Why? Deneimar nachat ruche minei v'shavkei. Because sometimes what would happen, he can say, look, I was so happy with what it was doing, I'll just let him continue to be there. I was happy with the work he did. That might happen. Right? Fine. As you know, sometimes people have a property, he says, he did such great work, I don't mind using my workshop. It doesn't mean he sold the workshop. So even if it was a temporary contract, it's not necessarily a proof. So, Taman Amrin, Aris ein lo chazaka, ben Aris yesh lo chazaka. There, in Bavel, will say that. That Aris doesn't have chazaka, but the Benar, the son of Aris, does have a chazaka. Because, in other words, yes, they're related, but however, you see here, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says, I mean, Aris or Ben Aris ain't no chazaka, both do not. Because presumably, why? Because I was so happy with the work of the father that I was just happy for the son to continue being there. And even keep enjoying the produce for free, whatever it was. So, Gemara says, "V'shavek b'rei." So, "D'amar Yochanan Aris shorid Aris ain lo chazaka shederech Aris lo rid Aris." The next case is what about an Aris that ends up bringing on another Aris? Does that second degree Aris is he able to have a chazaka? And the answer is no. He can't have a chazaka on the land. Why? Because it's derech Aris to subcontract his work out. So, if the owner sees a subcontractor doing work. Or let's say he's staying on that land for many years, he can say that, oh, the reason why I didn't kick him out is because, he's a risk ben a risk because he was a subcontractor and he's still doing my work and I didn't sell it to him. Fine. Let's continue. Marana says, Aval adam mefakeach al nichse ishto ein lo chazaka. You got yeshia, but ein lo chazaka is gershtein. Mafulda says in a chazaka is derech haban lefakeach al nichse yeshotehem. In other words, if Adam is mefakeach on nichsei ishto, meaning if he's looking after the property of his wife, we say he doesn't have a chazaka. He says, oh, by the way, I bought it, because it's a derech habal mefakeach on nichsei ishto. Now, that seems to be what we learned in the mission. Anyway, the Marfulda goes into detail in terms of why you might have to stress this here, because in comparison to other cases, but I'll leave that for your further study. Let's continue. Ein l'ish chazaka b'nichsei ishto. When does a husband not have a chazaka on the property of his wife? That's b'chayi ishto, in life of his wife. Aval acha mita, if she's died, yesh lo chazaka. Now you might think, one second, isn't he Yoresh the property of his wife anyway? So the Gemara says, well, the Marfil explains, we're talking about a situation where he says, Din v'dvarim einim b'chayei. In other words, this is where he's made an arrangement with her, says, I've got no chelik in any of your property whatsoever, so he's not going to Yoresh her. If after she dies, he happens to be there for 3 years, he says, look, I bought it from her, then that's a different situation altogether. I bought it, sorry. The Gemara now says, similarly, v'lo isha b'nichsei ba'ala. Again, that's b'chayav, while he's still alive. Allah motzo yesh l'chazaka. Same thing. V'lo leben b'nichsei ha'av, the son not having chazak in the property of his father. That's b'chayav, av yesh l'chazaka. Okay. Marla says, v'lo la'av b'nichsei ha'ben. Same thing again, b'chayav, that's in his life. V'lachar mitat ba'ben yesh l'chazaka. So it's the same din really for all cases. Then Marla says, Rav Amar, ha'pochen ma'asara. Now, here we're talking about what it means, goder, or poretz as being a means of doing a kinyan chazaka. Okay, meaning but demonstrating his ownership about to close a deal. So the Gemara says, or nichse ager. So what would that? So explaining that's if a fence was 10 and you reduce the size of it somewhat in order to make it accessible to jump over, for example. Or mosif al asara. We'll make it higher. So I'll just show you here the Marfulda. He says, because la'alot shel or ala geder, probably. Because shel geder, but it should be ala geder. In other words, the climb the fence was difficult, and he made a pichet kosher and reduced it somewhat to make it easier to jump the fence or the other way around. So, in other words, what we're saying is just by adding to the fence and reducing the fence, we're not talking about just adding random bricks here and there to demonstrate ownership as a chazaka. We're talking about that actually functionally makes the access different, changes the means of access. So Shmuel parat, again, if someone put a breach in a place where it wasn't appropriate to do, or the opposite, where you fenced up in place, then that's also a chazaka. The Gemara says now this vahatani, I think you might have it towards the end of the Amud. The also other places it right here now, and Bnei Moshe has it here, so we'll explain it by Moshe. Let's say someone sells land to his friend, and the lokeach delayed, and the seller comes in and hechzik by himself. So I'll read the Bnei Moshe. He says, what happened is he agreed to sell land to his friend, and the lokeach didn't do a chazaka yet. So the mocher comes and actually says, "Victimi himself goes and dumps all the chazaka on the land." Masha tzarich lo lasot kadeshi kanelo. In other words, whatever the lokach was going to do, like building up the fence or destroying the fence, the mocher ends up doing it himself. Bitla chazaka. Kloma afal pishelo amara mocher beferish. Despite the fact the mocher himself didn't say beferish, "I am going back on the sale." Mikoma kom koa chazaka zul through the chazaka he's just doing now. Shialo lokach the lokach should have done, and that's all he didn't do. The Kadmo, that's through by doing that, he's Mevatel the Mecher. Right? That the Lokeach has to actually do a Chazaka to finalize the sale. That's, if you like, Lechentani, that if the Mocher ends up doing the Chazaka himself, that means the sale didn't go through. Right? He's Mevatel the Mecher. Okay, let's continue. Let's say two witnesses come and say that an individual has been on land for 3 years, therefore establishing the being of his possession. And they were found to be Zolim. They have to pay the original owner the full amount, the value of the field, because they were trying to, in their false testimony, take the field away from that original owner by way of the chazaka. What if it was shnayim b'rishona, shnayim b'shniyam, shnayim b'shlishi? What, two set of witnesses for year number one, two for year number two, two for year number three? Then in that situation, let's say all six of them, they would have to meshalshelim b'nehem, they would divide the value of the field they tried to take, that, like basically take away from the original owner. Or the real owner, but the chazaka amongst them. Okay, because they all contributed here. Shlosha achim v'cham. You can even have these three sets of witnesses to be three brothers in each group. Two brothers in one group for 1 year wouldn't work because they're pasul. However, what we're saying is they're considered three independent testimonies, and therefore, despite the fact we're all needed together to establish a chazaka, we don't look at it as one edut and you got psula edut. No, we look at them as separate sets of testimony. That's why shlosh achim ve'achad mitzarif imayim harei shlosh ediyot behem edut achad. Okay, next. Shnayim min oto. So amalo, ma ata aseh b'toch sheli? What are you doing in my field? He responded, sheshli ba'shnei chazaka, because I've been here for 3 years. It's been my field. The Tanah assumed as well. V'alach, and he went v'vi edim sheyesh lo b'shnei chazaka, and then he went and said and brought witnesses to establish that yes, indeed, does have he was there. If you like the shnei chazaka, v'alach zu ze another person who's contesting what the person doing the field, so-called, he claims he is the owner, and he goes whose money, and he establishes that those witnesses that the so-called squatter is there were actually false witnesses. Sarei ze noten lo asadeh. Not only does he have to, the witness have to pay for the value of the field, the ochel peirot, he also has to also give the value of the fruit, if you like, that would have they would have enjoyed for those 3 years. So the Marfulda says, "Vachela peirot as well as also has to be given." Milvan, aside from the fact they have to pay the field, they also have to pay the achilah peirot as well, because that's what they tried to get him out to remove from him. Despite the fact, if you like, that they were not seen on the mechira itself, shechazaka ikar mechira, since the chazaka is actually the mechira, they would actually pay for not just the field but also the peirot as well. Okay, beseder.